You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're continuing with studying history and the Bible about how the fourth commandment was illegally and unlawfully changed from Saturday to Sunday by man, not God, and how most of Christianity is blind to this fact and don't even know why they go to church on Sunday, the day of the sun, S-U-N, not God's sun. This is a pagan tradition that happened long before Jesus was crucified and died for our sins. And the fact that he died for our sins doesn't give us authority or a license to commit sin. Can you imagine that? He died for our sins, so therefore we're going to commit sin. You know, we've been talking about Ezekiel 22. I want to look at Ezekiel 18. Here's a prophecy God showed Ezekiel of the future, and it's going on today, and literally, once the third temple is rebuilt, it'll happen in God's house, and it'll be led by the man of sin, the Antichrist, and you know, we can read about that in Revelation. But let's take a look at what Ezekiel 18 says. First of all, it says that in Ezekiel 18:9, talking about man, if he has walked in my statutes and kept my judgments faithfully, he is just. He shall surely live. Do the preachers today tell us that we need to walk in God's statutes and keep his judgments faithfully? No, they say it was nailed to the cross. So, but let's talk about this prophecy here that I want to talk about where it shows the pagan idolatry that takes place, the pagan worship that God condemns. And it's just, it's so sad, folks. It's terrible that this is going on. So here we go. Pick it up. Ezekiel 8, not 18, Ezekiel 8, 16. So he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and there at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs towards the temple of the Lord and their faces towards the east, and they were worshiping the sun towards the east, the pagan Sunday on Sunday morning worship. And he said to me, verse 17, "Have you seen this, O son of man? Is it a trivial thing to the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence, and they have returned to provoke me to anger. Indeed, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore, I will act in fury. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them." So when God sends the destruction, and people cry out to him that have been worshiping the sun on Sunday morning, he says he won't even listen. He won't hear them. He's going to destroy them. Do you want to suffer these plagues? Do you want to take part in this evil Sunday morning sun worship? Come on. Come out of Babylon. Come out of her, my people. God warns us. He warns us. It's history. It's biblical. Stop sinning, please. What can I say? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.